At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Okay, so my biggest fear is scaffolding falling on my head. I have lived in New York City for 10 years and this fear has never gotten better. It actually just continues to get worse. It's so bad that I will cross the street to not have to walk under scaffolding. I don't know if I've just watched Final Destination too many times, but it's so bad. Especially if they're putting the scaffolding up, forget about it. I will go so far out of my way to avoid having to walk even on the same side of the street as that, because it's like they're going to drop a pole and it's going to go through my head.
Oh boy, typically when I'm walking down the street, I'm afraid to walk under a tree because I'm afraid birds will poop all over me. But of course, scaffolding is a big thing too. I never really worry about that. In fact, I try to hide under it during storms. However, the person that just shared with us obviously has a great fear of scaffolding, and we want to talk about that. Hey, I'm your host, Larry Mullins, and welcome to Your Weirdest Fears. Who doesn't want to walk around and get a cracked skull like the person we just heard? Nobody wants that. This is a new podcast where we're digging into what people are afraid of. No, not things like spiders and worms. That's too easy. The really random and odd stuff. We're going to keep things light while we're learning about fears and how to survive them. I want to know what you're afraid of, but we'll get into that later. For now, let's get back to this fear of walking down the street and having scaffolding collapse on you. How realistic is this? That's where we turn to the scaffolding expert. Who knew there was such a thing? John Newquist is joining me. He's put in 30 years with OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Is this a real thing, or is this something that we've conjured up in our minds with regard to walking down the street and not walking under scaffolding? Because some people say, hey, I'll walk on the other side of the street, as the person who expressed their fear is concerned. Is this a real deal?
It is a real deal. I mean, 1 to 3 people get killed a year when stuff comes off the scaffolding, like a scaffolding plank, a scaffolding bracket, materials stored on there, whether it be a brick, a block, or a steel beam.
How often does this happen?
About 1 to 3 years to just the workers. The public statistics aren't even counted. So you figure usually it's 10 times that for the public.
Okay. And is there anything that we can do to avoid this fear? Because, I mean, when you talk about those types of statistics, it would almost appear that it really doesn't happen that often and we really don't have anything to worry about. Do we have anything to worry about?
Well, if you're one of those 3 people that get hit, it's something to worry about. I always look at the scaffold. You know, do you have guardrails and tow boards? Tow boards are these little boards that prevent things from getting kicked off accidentally. And if they're handing up lumber, you know, to build up a next level or take it down, you don't want to be in the area, because if the person let go, one of these cases, the plank comes down and hits you, and it's not going to be a pleasant feeling.
Even just getting bonked, I mean, they're heavy.
And so for 30 years, you have gone out and you have analyzed these sites for safety, and you've trained people in safety. What is it that specifically you're telling them, hey, avoid doing this, or tie that wrench down, or keep that hammer from falling, or whatever? Share some of those things.
Well, it's much better than when I was in the 80s. I mean, we had over 500 scaffold deaths. Now we're down to 35. So that's not bad.
Per year?
Per year.
Okay.
So that's good. I mean, you know, we had a case in 2014 where a person just dropped a tape measure and it killed somebody.
Really?
Yes. And so now you're seeing a lot of places put mesh up to prevent anything being dropped and coming off the scaffold or a side of a floor and everything else. So we always look for it. If you see up there and there's something that could come off, you don't want to be there, especially on a windy day.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say. Is it more of a concern, you know, when we have inclement weather, the wind blowing something down, maybe the boards off of the scaffolding or something like that? Or is this just in a normal sunny day?
I would say 2/3 are normal sunny day. I mean, they have working on the scaffold and something just comes off. You know, it's been a bracket, it's a beam, a part, and it just comes off because it wasn't stored right. Wind is always going to be an issue. You know, there was a case in Florida where, you know, the scaffold's up 32 stories and it falls. And, it, you know, people are trying to run as they heard people screaming and everything else. And one guy actually had a heart attack trying to run out of the way.
See, that's the question I would have. When I see scaffolding, it's on maybe like the first floor, you know, the ground floor, you know, and it goes up to the second floor and people are up there working and that's cool. You're talking 30 floors up. There's actual scaffolding that goes that high up. That I would be afraid of.
Yes, that's something I would never walk underneath. I would go across the other side of the street. You're not going to know if something's coming down sometimes.
By the way, what does it sound like when something's falling off of scaffolding or when scaffolding is starting to fall? Do you have time to go, get a big umbrella, a hard hat or whatever and get the hell out of the way?
Sometimes it's like golf. They yell four, hey, look out. And if you hear look out, you run. You just got to run. You can't be looking up and get hit in the face.
If the guy's 30 stories up or whatever, you're not going to hear that.
Of course, you're not going to hear that. You know, we've had people just, like I said, drop stuff. And, you know, it's like just a quiet object. And then all of a sudden somebody just gets hit and it's a lot of timing.
So most of the time, do we see scaffolding accidents that take place in big cities like New York where you have high rises and that sort of thing, or in smaller towns or what?
Usually smaller cities, smaller scaffolds, bigger cities, tall buildings. That's when you worry about it, because if they've got the scaffold up to work on the brick or something, if a brick comes loose, it's coming down and you're not going to hear the noise of the brick.
Wow. So what do you advise people to do who have such a phobia?
Well, the best thing to do is what they do in Chicago and New York is going to have a canopy above you that's made of metal or wood so that it'll hit the canopy and not you. If you don't have a canopy, you don't want to be walking underneath that scaffold.
And I take it they go out and inspect for that sort of thing. And if they don't, what are the penalties for that? Just curious.
In New York, you got the Department of Buildings, and that is a big thing for them because, you know, the buildings are old and they are aggressive as well as OSHA. Usually it's around about $5,000 or $6,000.
Wow. So when you go on a site, what's the first thing that you look for when it comes to scaffolding?
I'm going to look for two rails and a tow board, just to make sure that nothing's going to come and possibly get me while I'm out there.
Is the tow board something that goes out from time to time? I've heard about that.
They're supposed to be secured, and you're not supposed to be able to just kick it and have it fall off. So what we're looking for is that they don't prop a 2x4 against the vertical part of the scaffold, and there's no securement.
Okay. Should we totally avoid the area of scaffolding when it's going up? Because I see people with two boards and they're walking across those two boards to install a third and a fourth and a fifth. Should we just stay away? Because sometimes I'll tell you, they allow you to walk under those. They say, oh, you can pass through here. They're done on this side, but we're still working on the other. Does that sound right to you?
No. I mean, you're right. You don't want to be near that scaffold when they're handling the board because the board can go 20, 30 feet in the wind.
So I need to report some people.
Well, they're supposed to do it safe. They're supposed to be trained, but everybody makes a mistake.
I'm also seeing where the scaffolding that are over the sidewalks, they come with the fancy lights now. They've got big fluorescent lights that are burning, and they've gotten a little bit more sophisticated. Is that another worry? I mean, when we talk in terms of not just the tow boards now, but you've got other equipment that's being affixed to that scaffolding.
I don't think I've seen a light come off or anything else like that. I've seen brackets. Sometimes the clamps are not secured on the scaffold, and they fall off because they weren't secured in the first place.
Obviously, you're not a medical expert, that you are a building or a training expert with regard to safety. But in your best guesstimate, what would you say to a person who says, I have a phobia, I'm afraid of walking under scaffolding, what should I do?
I wouldn't walk under the scaffold unless it has a canopy. Unless you look above it and it has a solid wood or metal, I don't usually want to walk under that scaffold.
And if the trainer is saying, I don't want to do that, it's a valid phobia, if you will, or a valid concern.
It is a valid phobia because there are people every year that seem to get hit by the scaffold planks or other components.
John Newquist, thanks so much, brother. Appreciate you joining me.
Thank you very much.
And we thank you for listening to Your Weirdest Fears. I want to know your fears, so share them and you could be featured in the podcast. You can email us at yourweirdestfears@odyssey.com. There's a link in the episode description. If you're enjoying the show, please rate, review, and subscribe. You can find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast from. Your Weirdest Fear is a production of 1010 Winds and WCBS News Radio 880. Special thanks to our producers, Jill Webb and Dempsey Pilott. Andy Egan-Thorpe is our audio engineer. Femi Redwood is the managing producer of podcast, and I'm your host, Larry Mullins. Thank you for listening.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.